time for another WNST Baltimore Sports News Update. Here's Luke Jones.
John Harbaugh met with the media following the Ravens' preseason loss to Washington.
All right, good to see everybody. Really appreciate you guys being here. Really awesome game to be a part of. I'm proud of our guys. I thought our guys really fought like crazy, especially our defensive guys. Everybody fought like crazy, but a defense, 45 plays against their first offense in the first half, I thought was just awesome to go out there. And then number of plays in the second half, too, so they put a lot of plays in the field, and I thought they were fighting right to the end. That's what you care about. Offense was explosive, made some plays. Different guys made their plays. And that play that he made to get that ball out, that's one of the best plays you're ever going to see. Of course, Josh was pushing the offense up and down the field, so a lot of great things. Okay, what questions you have?
John, of course, the first loss since preseason since 2015. What does it feel like to have the streak?
Yeah, it's just I'm excited. Think about something like that, and I just told our guys, you know, you're proud of it, of course, you know, you appreciate it, but the thing that you're proud of is all those games are mostly just like that. You know, preseason games that people want to write about, some of you in here want to write about and say they don't mean anything. Because you never played the game. You never were out there in a preseason game. You never were fighting for a spot on the team. And yet you have the audacity to say that the effort that somebody puts into that to win and fight and win a game like that is meaningless. Tell me that was meaningless out there, what you just saw. If you like football, is that a meaningless football game? You know, I can't respect anybody that says that because of the effort these guys put into it. That's what you're proud of. And that's why I'm so proud of these guys for the way they fought. It doesn't matter win or loss. It matters the way they went about their business tonight. And I'm proud of him for that, always will be.
John, got to see Zay Flowers get in the end zone early. What's it like to be able to see some of the explosiveness you're seeing in practice translate into game?
It was great to see it. I mean, just to see that and the way he played and just the offense and just creating plays like that. You know, great. And we did it in the run game as well. And then how about a guy like Volkolek, you know, going out there and catching those passes and scoring a touchdown. Charlie Kolar stepping up and making the catches. Both quarterbacks played outstanding. Just really happy with all of that.
John, just to kind of go off your answer to James there, I mean, you think about just all the players who were involved over the last 7 years in this organization and somehow finding a way to win. Mm-hmm. What does that make you think of when you think of this organization and somehow finding continuity even though the roster's changed?
Yeah, I mean, I just think it's something that it's one of these things you look at and you go, wow, how did that happen? You know, how did something like that take place? It's pretty remarkable. It's, you know, what are the odds? You know, and to say there's no one reason it happens, but it says a lot about a lot of people, a lot of people's effort, a lot of good practice, a lot of good meeting time, a lot of young players working hard to be as good as they can be, a lot of coaches developing those players, scouts finding those players, all those things kind of come into play. But in the end, it's about football and the men and women now who play the game, and it shows you what makes this game so great, why it does matter so much, because it takes those kind of efforts. That's what you have to do. It's a courageous game. It's a game for courageous people, and it's a game for people that are willing to go out there and throw themselves around in really tough, awkward situations. Physicality, you know, it takes that kind of grit to play this game and to fight like that, and that's. I think most people that love football love it for that reason right there. They respect what it takes to play the game. So that's what I feel. That's how I feel about our players. I feel about every player in the National Football League, but I especially feel that way about the Ravens and the men who play for the Ravens now and the men who played for the Ravens all those other years. I'm really very proud of that part of it.
John, from your perspective, did it seem like the Commanders were very motivated to end the streak?
Yeah, I don't even want to get into all that. I mean, you hear people say what they say, guys say what they say. You know, obviously it was meaningful to them. I saw them celebrating over there, and they put more power to them. Congratulations! They won a hard fought football game, you know, and they deserved it in the end to celebrate. So they should celebrate.
We'll do the last one with Jeff.
John, do you have any update on Keaton Mitchell?
Yeah, not serious. Not serious. We had no serious injuries in the game, so we're happy with that. Okay, great. Thanks.